Looking for a Bible to encourage the girl in your life? The NIV Kingdom Girls Bible is a beautiful new Bible that will inspire girls ages 8 to 12. It contains 400 features and colorful illustrations and highlights famous and sometimes infamous women of the Bible. Special notes will encourage girls to apply Bible passages to their lives through prayer, art, and activities. Go to NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com for a free sample and to learn more about this amazing Bible. Visit NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com today.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Gerwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
What is your relationship with God? Who is God? Do we really know and understand the magnitude of our prayers or what the Almighty has done for us? In this podcast, we're going to discuss the mystery of God and explore who do people say that the Son of Man is? Hey friends and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and today we are going to talk about who is God. This is episode 295, and you can find today's show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. Thanks to our sponsor, HarperCollins Christian, and the Kingdom Girls Bible. You can find it at NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com. Well, many of us have grown up with some type of faith. But even if you haven't, there may have been a prevailing sense that something out there exists. We are told in the first paragraph of the Catechism, 198, our profession of faith begins with God, for God is the first and the last, the beginning and the end of everything. The Credo begins with God the Father, for the Father is the first divine person of the Holy Trinity. Our creed begins with the creation of heaven and earth, for creation is the beginning and the foundation of all that God works. Well, that's very well and good, but who is God? Years ago, I heard a debate between a creationist and an evolutionist. The creationist didn't stick to just the science. Instead, he pointed out that the evidence for creation was in the Bible. Can you guess why he lost the debate, according to the evolutionist? That's right, because the other person didn't believe that the Bible was accurate, let alone that God created the world. So if the foundation of belief in God isn't there, the entire argument falls apart, not just creation versus evolution, but faith versus no faith. Truthfully, I don't know who God is other than having a faith in God. God is undefinable. He's a mystery. He can only be understood, by me anyway, under the premise of faith. My pastor always says to pray like this, God, I love you as you know yourself to be. That's right. It's one of those mind-blowing things. What the heck does that mean? God, I love you as you know yourself to be. Well, basically, that means we cannot grasp the majesty of the Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, and so we pray in a way that is pleasing to him and understood only by him. And God has given us words that we use on a human level, but they are just a mere scratch on the surface of who he really is. Is this too deep for you? Well, seriously, I've been thinking about this question and looking at the hundreds of topics on the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. And on this podcast, A Few Minutes with God, I've realized that we discuss so many things about God, but not who he is. If I asked you to stop the audio and jot down several short sentences describing God, and you can do this if you like, Your list might look like mine. Who is God? Number one, God is the Creator. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. Number two, God is love. 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Number three, God is our salvation. Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Number four, God is our Savior. Acts 13:33. Of this man's posterity, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. And number five, God is the way of life and the truth. God revealed himself through Jesus. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. But who is God? We can define God. We can talk about the virtues evident in God. We can discuss the Trinity. But the word Trinity is not even found in Scripture. However, we are taught about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, one God, and three distinct persons in Matthew 28:19. Jesus said, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we baptize in the name of the Trinity, that is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you've been baptized and those words weren't used, they're not considered a valid baptism in the eyes of Christianity. But what did Jesus say about himself and his divinity? Matthew 16:13 through 19 not only tells us about who Jesus is, but also the power he bestows upon men, in this case, his disciples. He was creating his church. He was laying the foundation of what he expected these men to do when he was gone. Matthew 16:13 through 19. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. There's a lot to unpack in just those mere few sentences, and it's something to think about and pray about as you read that scripture and ask the Lord to let it touch your heart, because there he revealed himself to you and to me. Reading the passage, we learned so many things, and this is, again, just scratching the surface. It's a nutshell version of such a deep and massive truth. The verses that Jesus is defining himself by asking the question, But who do you say that I am? The reference, I am, who am, is from Exodus 2:14. God said to Moses, I am who am. The name of God could not even have been pronounced. It was considered blasphemous. And he just said, I am, which meant I exist. And that scripture verse continues on in Exodus 2:14. He said further, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am, has sent me to you. The second point is Simon Peter, the first disciple to define Jesus correctly, says, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And the third point is the Holy Spirit, right? The Trinity is one. So the Holy Spirit, the Father in heaven, and Jesus reveal this to Peter. And number four, on this rock I will build my church. Here we have the foundation of Christianity. As an aside, Catholics believe that Peter was the first pope, which is why the papacy is called the Petrine office. The pope is the bishop of Rome. And Jesus further confirms this when he says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And the fifth point, do not tell anyone that I am the Messiah. Why is this? Why did Jesus say when he healed, you know, don't tell anyone? And it's because I believe that it wasn't his time yet. If this happened in our day, if we saw healings, if we saw miracles, we would want everyone to know. We would shout it from the housetops. And if you have professed Christianity or you're a new Christian, or think back to when you first started believing in the Almighty God, didn't it just fill you with joy? And you just wanted to stop people, you know, in the streets, in the grocery stores and say, hey, do you know Jesus? You know, some people do, but many of us don't because we feel like our faith is private, but we should be sharing our faith with others. Who is God is something we will contemplate for the rest of our lives. It is something that God will reveal to us who He is ever so slowly. He reveals it in our hearts. He reveals it in our minds. He reveals it in the evidence of the beautiful creation around us, in the people He brings into our lives that we love, in our friendships, and in our family. What we say we know about God is a tiny, microscopic speck of who He actually is, and it takes faith that can only be given by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to change our hardened hearts. Please make an effort to seek God no matter where you are in your spiritual walk. Just be still before the Lord and say the words, "Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will," and watch the miracles happen in your life. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.